Well, here we go with another Terrible Tommy's Country Show, and we may be putting some other kind of music on here too, but we're going to start you out with country music, and you can get in touch with us at P.O. Box 65, Fallbrook, California, 92088. Our big website is at resist.com. We've got one, I think, two other Terrible Tommy country radio shows up there, and this will be the third one. We haven't done one for a long time, so let's get started. We got a newcomer here. I've never heard of this fellow. Maybe you have. Let's try him out. In fact, we're going to showcase several of his tunes this evening, and it's Marty Stewart. If you know Marty Stewart, you ever heard of him before? Ever heard him sing? Well, the guys out back east told me he's a damn good singer. Let's find out.
Last night I dreamed I went to Hillbilly Heaven. Oh, what a beautiful sight. St. Peter come up to me and he said, Marty, who do you want to see? So I began to think. I said, why don't you call up old Hank Williams and see if he's free? Because Hank saw the world from a Cadillac and he carried them lovesick blues right on his back. Oh, yeah. Sure as I was dreaming, sure as I was born, around my neck came this long, skinny arm. And he said, howdy, hoss. My name is Hank. Now, what brings you here? So I began to think. I said, Hank, brother, you've seen it all. You've seen them come and go. You've seen them rise and fall. Right now, country music's got more singers than I believe I've ever seen. So many people got to follow out their dream. But I feel different, I said, because I'm a natural-born cat. I'm country to the bone, but I don't wear no hat. Oh, no. Said I started with Lester back in 72. All I wanted to be was a little different like him and you. He said, well, now, it just takes a little longer to make it if you're different, I guess. But you just sing what's in your heart and God's gonna do the rest. Be what you are at all times and just tell them folks out there the truth. And that ain't gonna cost you a dime. But now, if you playing to be different, son, you just rolling the dice. And you know there was one to pay that price. Cause there was me and Elvis, there was Bo Cephas too, there was Waylon and Willie, and there was Bill Monroe. And I guess you know all about old Johnny Cash, and I think what the world needs right now is a jumping Jack Flash. Billy Heaven, I saw Keith Whitley, I saw Patsy Cline, I saw Reba McEntire's band. They were all friends of mine. And I began to tremble and I began to look. I knew I was dreaming, but I just couldn't wake up. Then out of nowhere came this long Cadillac. The driver said, come on now, Hank, we got to take you back. 30 minutes before your next show, you're running behind, so we got to go. He said, Marty, I tell you what you do. You just go on back down there and you make us proud. And remember, wherever you go, there's a little hillbilly in every crowd. And he got in that old car, and he drove all slow. But right here is what he said before he shut that door.
Oh,
Well, that was a good one there by Marty Stewart. We're going to showcase Marty Stewart here, and don't know much about him, haven't heard much about him. Of course, he don't sound like no New York City country, I'll tell you that. Sounds a little bit like the stuff we like to hear. So I'm going to slip another one in on you here. This is Terrible Tommy on Terrible Tommy's Country Show here at Resist.com. Subscribe to our newspaper. Yeah, war paper. And what we're doing now, we're going to cut the price down just to prime the pump. So for the next few months, we're going to let you have it for a year for a $20 bill or a $20 check or a $20 money order made to Tom Metzger. Do it now.
That suitcase, let's turn this thing around. We've got everybody talking all over town. And if you have to leave, well, keep one thing in mind. All this one's gonna hurt you for a long, long time. There's a bottle and a table to help me understand how love can go so wrong between a woman and a man. But just beyond the door, here's what you will find. Girl, this one's gonna hurt you for a long, long time. A long, long time is forever. And will I get over to probably never. You can't walk away from true love. Leave your feelings all behind. All this one's gonna hurt you for a long, long time.
This one's going to hurt you for a long, long time. Boy, I like this guy's style. I like this guy's style, and I haven't heard him before. But anyhow, I think somebody sent him to me and probably told me all about him, but I've lost the paperwork. Anyhow, you know, this sort of reminds me of way back when I was a little kid in Indiana. Yeah, used to wake up every morning real early, and the first thing that Mom and Dad would do, turn on that radio to WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And it was always, the first show in the morning was Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers, and they had a regular hillbilly country band there, and they played, and then they made like they were going down to the barn. You'd hear all the sound effects. They're going down to the barn, milk the cows and all that, slop the hogs and everything, and in between time, they'd be advertising and singing country music. And back then, of course, my mom and dad worked in a factory, and they had to roll out there about 5 o'clock in the morning, and so we needed something to get us going, that's for damn sure. Here we go with some more music.
I got a pocket full of money, got the top roll down. Get a high-five pump, tell you where I'm bound.
Tell them home.
They got some pretty little women.
Tell them home.
They can glad you alive.
Tell them home.
They're just as sweet as honey.
Tell them home.
From the honeybee hive. I'm gonna keep on the road till I see that sign. Just as quick as a pistol. Across that county line.
Tell them home.
There's a hound dog a howling.
Tell them home.
He's a front porch swing.
Tell them home.
Makes the poor boy feel.
Tell them home.
Like a hillbilly king. This old Duke DeVille knows where to go. Just a mile or two down that old dirt road. There's a rusty truck and a shotgun shack. It ain't much, but y'all come back. I got a sweet sugar mama. She's the best I see. But she ain't high stone boys. Dixie Queen.
Tell them home.
They got the catfish jumper.
Tell them home.
He's the southern sun.
Tell them home.
He'll be rocking in the barn.
Tell them home.
He'll have some fun.
Tell them home.
Gonna pick a bit of cotton.
Tell them home.
Gonna cut some cane.
Tell them home.
Gonna feel the heat.
Tell them home.
Gonna smell the rain.
Tell them home.
They got the go-go.
Tell them home.
In the honky-tonk bar.
Tell them home.
They got the jukebox of jumping.
Tell them home.
They got liquor in the jar.
Yeah. Ooh, God.
That's old Marty Stewart going there, and I'll tell you, that reminds me of that rockabilly back in the 50s. In the mid-50s, it got going pretty good, and I remember because I was stationed at Fort Monmouth, New Jersey, in the Army, and I used to go back and forth in New York City. Now, I'll bet you didn't think there was much country in New York City at that time. I mean, real country. I'm telling you, they loved country all over New York and New Jersey. I couldn't believe it. There in the middle of the Big Apple and in the 50s, and they were just eating up country music, and they had several country music stations on there, Ray Price and all the boys. All of them were going strong, man. And I'll tell you, this guy, Marty, he reminds me a little of that. So let's get on to another tune as we showcase Marty Stewart.
Sometimes I wanna die, and so I've got a broken heart. So what? They say that time will heal all wounds in mice and men. And I know that someday I'll forget and love again. But just between you and me, I've got my doubts about it. 'Cause just between you and me, you're too much to forget. So I lost the only girl I ever loved, and so I never felt so low. So what? Just tell myself each time I won't cry that someday time will dry the drops in my eyes. But just between you and me, not so sure about it. 'Cause just between you and me, you're too much to forget. You're too much to forget.
Damn, I don't know about you, but he sounded a hell of a lot like Ray Price to me. All you older guys, or even you young people, understand the good old country music. And you know, there's a song I'd like to sing, and I got to get the words to it about who killed country music. I heard a couple of guys sing that. I really like that. I'm telling you, know, I tell you something funny. I was down at my local place here at the old Packing House in Fallbrook, California, and they have karaoke on Tuesday night. And of course, I told you I've done that for a long time. That's my little leisure thing when I'm not battling the forces of darkness. I like to get up there and belt out a few. I was up there the other night, and I had my lady down there with me, and I started to sing The Eagle. I don't know whether you know about The Eagle, but I love that song, and it's a serious song. And there was a couple of ladies that had a little bit too much to drink. One was from Akron, Ohio, and she got up there, and I think one of my buddies encouraged it. She got up on the stage, started rubbing her fingers over my bald head. Well, I had my cowboy hat on, and she started rubbing around. I'm telling you, I thought I wasn't going to get out of there. And then my girlfriend got a little bit hot about that, and it just destroyed my song. The Eagle didn't get sung too well that night, but we... Everything went pretty good otherwise. Don't forget to get those subs in for the War Newspaper, the most irreverent, the most radical, the most seditious, the most racist newspaper definitely in North America, and I think probably the world, because we are white racial separatists, and we make no apologies for it, and we don't care what the Democrats say, or the Republicans, or the President, or the Congress, or the Senate, or the Federal Bureau of Integration, or the famous but incompetent say. That's the way we feel about things, and we're going to give it to you straight. We'll never beat around the bush. Get our paper, $20 per year for now. And, you know, I'm going to keep it like that. I think $20 sub for a year, and then maybe you like to buy some or other things and donate money, yeah, to War, P.O. Box 65, Fallbrook, California, 92088. And make your checks, money orders, and so forth, and you can send cash to Tom Metzger. Now let's get back to Marty Stewart.
I'm gonna wipe those little teardrops dry. Hey, baby, don't be sad. I know he's hurt you, but it ain't so bad. You won't ever have to be alone again. I will always love you till the very end. Blue. I will always take care of you.
Hey, that's another good one. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, though. Terrible Tommy likes a lot of different kinds of music. And I think the next show, we're going to dedicate it to bluegrass. Yeah, I like that bluegrass. And, boy, there's a lot of it around. And it's all usually happy stuff. It's not much sad music. And we need all the happy music we can get when we get done watching the news on TV. I mean, that's enough to gag a maggot. And so, anyhow, that's what I think I'll do next time. And then after that, Terrible Tommy's going to break the mold a little bit. And I think we're going to do some heavy metal. Yeah, heavy metal, maybe black metal. I'll tell you what to do. Know these people. Hey, do you know Marty Stewart? Is somebody out there know Marty Stewart? And is his CDs around in the store or anything like that? Or this guy's good. So any of you guys know him, say we really like his music, and for him, send us some more of that music, and we're going to play it on here. And, any of you people that are playing country or bluegrass or even in the heavy metal stuff, will send us a sample of your music. We'll play it on this show, and I'll do more shows if you send me more music. Yeah. Oh, I don't want to date this show too much, but I was talking to the manager, came down from Disneyland at the Country Expose. It was in Temecula, California. Bluegrass. I had a blank in my brain there. There were 24, 25 bluegrass bands playing a couple of weeks ago in Temecula, California. It was great. Well, I talked to one of the guys from Disneyland. He was down there recruiting people. If you're a bluegrass picker, this is the spring now of 2005, they're looking for bluegrass musicians at Disneyland, and they're going to pay union scale, and you can work all summer up there at Disneyland. If you're bluegrass, get in touch with me. I forget the guy's name, but I got his card, and I'll put you in touch with him, and you can make a little money. I don't think a lot of guys in the bluegrass business make a lot of money going around appearing. They have a lot of fun, but here's a chance to work all summer at Disneyland. Let me know. Oh, yeah, that reminds me of the time we turned Disneyland upside down. Some of you new people probably don't remember, but back a few years ago, they were stopping skinheads from getting into Disneyland. So that upset me, so we put out a challenge that we would give the first person who could get to Tom Sawyer's Island and hoist a swastika flag or a Confederate flag on the island, that we would give them a case of the best beer in town. And I'm telling you, we put out the word on that, put paper all over town telling about this thing. And, oh, man, they doubled, tripled up their security. They had, like five security guys on every entrance. They were checking people's bags. They were anybody with short hair or a bald head. They would slap you up against the wall. And they just took it so damn serious. It was the funniest thing I ever seen. And I don't think anybody ever claimed that prize. That's too bad. Maybe we ought to do it again. You know, they want this diversity, so we got to have diversity, just like on my block. We got Mexicans living around me and everything else playing their cucaracha music, and, however, some of that polka stuff from Mexico, I sort of like. It sure as hell beats nigger music. Anyhow, when they get their music up too loud, the wrong kind of music, I have to get out there and put out my speakers and put either German march music or country western hillbilly music or bluegrass and turn it way up, man. And boy, I'm telling you, they turn down their music real fast. Because, one thing good about country music, mostly, it's like putting up a cross to a vampire, as far as blacks are concerned. Now, there are some blacks that like country music, and sometimes a couple of them's okay. But most of the time, man, oh, man, that's like holy water when they hear country music. They hate that. I had a friend who hated country music. He called it barbed wire music. Well, what the hell? You got to have barbed wire if you're going to keep those cows in. The only thing I criticize about country music, even the old country music, is there's not enough male-oriented music. And I ain't no homo, boys, I guarantee you that. But the problem is, it's mostly my baby left me and I'm just sitting here drinking beer, you know. And I get a little tired of that kind of stuff, and that's why, I sort of like that. I like Willie Nelson stuff. You know, I like to sing that Poncho and Lefty and a lot of those kind of songs. I like to sing some male-oriented type songs, and the women love it. They do. But too much of country music, especially now, has gotten to the place where it's all, I'm gonna just sit here and get drunk because my baby left me. I'm telling you. Here we go.
Aching heart and a worried mind. When that old church looked down and smiled, said I'll put you up that river for a while, Lord, Lord. I've got to do my time. You can hear my song.
gonna swing it like John Henry all day long, Lord, Lord. I gotta do my time. I gotta do my time with an aching heart and the word of mine.
Sure reminds me, I sure like Johnny Cash. I got a lot of his stuff, and some of the best stuff he sang was his prison songs, and one of my favorites is, and you don't hear it too much, and that's the album he cut at San Quentin Prison. Not at Folsom. Folsom's a good album, yeah, but Johnny Cash at San Quentin. And there's one song on there that I really like because, well, there's several on there. San Quentin, you've been a living hell to me. You've galled me since 1953. Anyhow, he made that up while he was up there. The night before he did his concert, he wrote that song. And so I don't know whether you ever heard it or whether you like it, but a lot of his prison stuff is good. And even though not everything Johnny Cash said or did, I agree with, of course, June Carter, she dried him out a little bit. I think she... I went to a concert once, Johnny Cash, up in Orange County, California, and he did a great job, and then June got on there and started preaching Christianity, and I said, you know, I just want to hear Johnny Cash sing all these hillbilly songs and these tough time songs and these prison songs. I didn't come here to hear about Jesus, but anyhow, I know a lot of you may like it and all that kind of stuff, but I like Johnny Cash rough and raw. How about that cocaine blues? That's a wild one. So back to Marty Stewart, showcasing Marty Stewart this evening. And don't forget to subscribe to the War Newspaper. We're going to make a big drop in price from $30 to $20 per year. And we're going up in the number of pages. And we come out quarterly now. We just came out with our April issue. Get your subscription in, and I'll get you the April issue. The April issue is 28 pages. And it's got the catalog in it, but we're going to take the catalog out and have that separate next time on the quarterly. It'll be 28 pages of hardcore stuff. You're not going to read this in most of the right-wing racial circles because, you know, Terrible Tommy's a madman. The right wing say I'm a madman, and I think it was all the Jew outfits say this is the most dangerous man in the country. Hell, if I'm the most dangerous man in the country, I don't know. I don't know about that. I thought I was a pretty peaceful guy. I ain't even got riled up yet. I want you to email me at warmetzger@aol.com and tell me how you like this stuff. And the more you say you like it, the more I'll do it. And if you say, I don't like it at all, you're an ass, I will maybe do something else. But it makes me happy, so that's the main thing.
Midnight train just to go fishing in the pouring rain. Take along your baby just cause you in love. fishing and loving, I can't get enough. Well, that's country. I was raised a country child. That's country. Pickup. I got a piece of nothing farm. Shotgun and a hound dog. I got a tractor in the barn. Rockin' chair on my front porch and a jug of homemade wine. When I ain't making music, that's how I spend my time. Well, that's country. I was born with a country child. Now that's country. Ought to have a place to lay their burdens down. Y'all can do it in that city, but ain't the same as a big old town. Have you ever laid in a field of clover late into the night and watched a shooting star fall from heaven till the moon fades out of sight? Get up and go visiting, that's just what neighbors do. I'm proud to be from the country. Now how about you? Well, that's country. I was raised on that Mississippi mile. Now that's country.
Now you guys know they have guys and gals. You know they got a lot of these skinhead concerts all over the country all the time, and that's fine. That's fine. But hey, why don't we get together a country and a rhythm and blues and bluegrass get together? And I've been wanting to do that for a long time. And if you've got some bands out there, guys, and you don't, you know, they don't have to be hardcore in an organization or anything else. But if you've got some country people and like that country band, rhythm and blues, and white rhythm and blues, of course, and bluegrass, get in touch with me. Let's put something together. I'll come there wherever you're at, and I'll MC the deal. Yeah, I'll MC the deal and help you put it together. How about that? Send me a card. Write me. Let me know. And the reason for that is, you know, I hear these guys all the time, you know, that a lot of people criticize country music. And they say, oh, well, you should play some other kind of music because the country music, they don't like that hillbilly stuff. Well, let me tell you something. Every time I see old country and even country on television, there's thousands of people there. And even all the old singers, the Merle Haggard and all of them, they come in there and I see 2,000 or 3,000 people or more. And as for these guys, I can't find a white woman. I can't find a white woman. I see hundreds of them, thousands of beautiful white women at these country concerts. So let's kick it off. Let's get going. I'll help you. Yeah. Let's do it one more time. One more time here. Let's roll. Rock. Yeah, baby. Picking that thing, it ain't never gonna heal.
5 miles from Mississippi on some distant shore. He blazed a trail of glory and a whole lot more, like some junior star we'd never seen before. I'm talking about the one that opened up the door. The King of Dixie, he's still alive. The King of Dixie, in the town. The King of Dixie, now he ain't gone. The King of Dixie, still along the throne. The King of Dixie, tried and true, still rocking away. Me and you, the King of Dixie, but you know who. I said, long live the King. There was a man from Montgomery, lonesome to the bone. He only stayed a while, this girl was not his home. It seemed like on behalf of broken hearts he sang, and with every word he was calling my name. Now he's from Alabama, where he first saw the light. There ain't a heart in heaven gonna cheat on him tonight. I can see him now, decked out in white, sending down the word that everything's alright. The King of Dixie, he's still around. The King of Dixie, the King of Dixie, now he ain't gone. The King of Dixie, still on the throne. The King of Dixie, tried and true, still rocking away. Me and you, the King of Dixie, did you know who? I said, long live the King.
Stuart, we're running out of time here, but we're going to keep on rocking right to the end, and then we'll just cut off and P.O. Box 65. Whoa, here we go, Marty.
When I was a baby, my sweet mama told me,
yeah,
go around this world and see all that you can see. Find a good woman, get a job and settle down. But I could not stay away from the lights of town.
Yeah.
I had to go where the music was loud. I fell in with the honky tonk crowd.
Honky tonk.
Let the jukebox play. Let's dance all night. When you get down on the floor, you know you got it right. Where there's a neon light, that's where I'll be found. I feel right at home with the honky-tonk crowd.
Well, we're running out of time here at the old Terrible Tommy Country Show, and we're winding down almost out of tape-a-roo. And let us know how you like this show, and we'll be back real soon.